You may have just seen the news, even on my Instagram page, that Bruce's Beach, a famous beach in Los Angeles in Southern California, that was actually stolen from a black family, the Bruce family, 100 years ago. Ownership was finally returned back to the Bruce family, to their descendants. Of course, the original Bruce family, they have all passed on, but their descendants are still alive. And this very, very important piece of land was returned back to its rightful owners. Just this week, they finally received the deed. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that story and talk about how this needs to happen all over the country. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This week in Los Angeles was a special, special, and truly historic week. It marked the first week ever that the government has returned land that it stole from African Americans. And what we know is that from coast to coast, likely in all 50 states, African Americans have had land stolen from them. Now, when you talk about this, immediately people begin to say, well, isn't all of this land stolen? Yes, all of this land is stolen. And we can have that conversation as well to say, hey, what rightful land needs to be returned to who? But 100 years ago in Southern California, a black family, the Bruce family, owned a beautiful piece of oceanfront property. And it's a large piece of land. And the Bruce family was beloved and popular in Los Angeles. And for a while, it appeared that this would be a safe, beautiful place for their family for generations to come. But as we know, this is the United States of America, and things change here very quickly. The government eventually completely stole their land and did not properly compensate them for it, booted them off of it, and really didn't even have a plan for it, and really never had a competent plan for it over the past 100 years. Well, the city of Los Angeles and the county and the state of California finally did right by this family. Yes, it's 100 years too late. But that should never be the thing that gets in the way of us fixing these problems. And 100 years after the land was stolen from the Bruce family, this week the descendants of the original owners and government officials gathered on Bruce's Beach with a deed in hand. And they now not only own Bruce's Beach again, but the government is going to be paying them rent, significant rent, for the foreseeable future. There's a park on that land right now. But the truth is, millions of acres have been stolen from African Americans from coast to coast. And there are two or three things that often are said on why this land can't be returned. One is it's too complex of a process. Like, it's too complex to figure out who owned it, who was paid what, how we return it, who it's returned to. That's bogus. A lot of very complex things happen in land ownership, in business ownership. We should never allow the complexity of a problem convince us that we shouldn't attempt to solve it. So no matter how difficult it is going to be to identify pieces of land that were stolen from African Americans and return that land back to them, no matter how complex and slow and laborious and tedious that process may be, it's worth it. It needs to happen in all 50 states. It probably needs to happen in every major city in America. And where land has been stolen, two things need to happen. Either reparations for what was stolen need to be given back, or the land needs to be given back. And not just the land, but the land plus the wealth that was lost as a result of it being stolen. And of course, America as a country may not be ready to have this conversation, but it needs to happen city by city, county by county, place by place. It needs to happen. And the truth is, if you scratch a little bit in America, if you scratch the surface, you'll start to find something that was stolen. Land, oil rights, wealth, businesses, people. The fundamental business of America in its early founding up until very recent times was theft. Theft of the land, theft of people, domination of the land. And here's the thing. When people like the Bruce family had their land stolen, that's not just like, hey, well, we're in power and what you do in power is okay. No. It was wrong. It was unethical. It was foul. And what I'm curious is, since Los Angeles got this right first, congratulations to Los Angeles for getting this right, to local leaders and attorneys, to the Bruce family for making this right. But what other land in Los Angeles might have been stolen? And how do we get that right? What other land in California has been stolen? What other land in states where people may be apt to get this right? What land has been stolen and how can it be returned? That needs to happen. This is more of what healing looks like. Healing looks like not just apologizing, not just saying, I'm sorry for what happened. Healing looks like trying to fix the problem itself. And part of why there continues to be so much frustration and so much tension in this country is that people in power are consistently willing to give lip service to problems, but not actually do the hard, legitimately complex work to solve them. And that's what happened here. It's a breakthrough. It's a historic moment. I'm proud that it happened. Does it make it all right? No. You can never fix the wrong that you did to the original Bruce family. This was stolen from them. I have no idea how that impacted them, how it made them feel. And they have long since been dead and gone. Painful. Does it solve it all? No. Does it fix all of that? No. Does it do a lot of the healing for the living descendants of the Bruce family? Absolutely. They say so. It's bittersweet for them. It's bitter in the sense that this return reminds them of the egregious wrong that was done to their family. But this is an earnest attempt at making it right. And I am legitimately proud of what they've done. Listen, Google Bruce's Beach. There are so many amazing stories to talk about there. And congratulations to local activists, organizers, attorneys, and government officials who finally got something right as it pertains to racial justice. Listen, it's Friday. Hope you have a great day and a really, really good weekend. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum. Oh.